USDA's November crop production supply and demand estimate was not friendly for the corn market, as USDA came in and had to make some adjustments for the quarterly grain stocks estimate we saw on September 30th. Of course, that report came out with higher stocks than anticipated and a little bit higher old crop production than expected, and that resulted in USDA having to make some adjustments to old crop corn. What we did is we saw planted acres increased by 300,000, harvested acres were increased by 100,000 to 83 million. Yield was left unchanged, but that increased production by 25 million bushels, putting production at 14.89. What USDA did following that was they decreased feed demand by 183 million bushels. That was a big hit for corn. They did also increase ethanol demand by 1 million bushels. The net result was a 207 million bushel increase in ending stocks, putting stocks at 1.5 billion bushels. We also saw the national average price drop 6 cents to 424. Now, on the flip side, looking at it for new crop 25, USDA didn't make a lot of changes, but with an increase in beginning stocks, we're already starting behind the eight ball. They did lower yield by 7 tenths of a bushel, putting it at 186, which was 2.2 bushels above expectations. But production came in at, were lowered by 62 million bushels, putting production at 16.75 billion. That was 207 million bushels above expectations. We did see demand increased by 100 million bushels as exports were increased by that much, putting exports at a record 3 billion bushels. That did increase stocks, though, by 44 million bushels, putting stocks for 2025 at 2.15 billion bushels, which was 29 million bushels above expectations. That was just a little bit negative as far as the corn market was concerned. Corn prices, average national average price, did increase 10 cents, though, to $4. Overall, this report was just a little bit negative as far as the corn market was concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.